Listen to God's Word for May 1st. Today's reading is 1 Chronicles 8 through 10. May God bless this reading of His Word. 1 Chronicles 8. Benjamin was the father of Bela, his firstborn. Ashbel was the secondborn, Ahara the third, Noah the fourth, and Rapha the fifth. The sons of Bela, Adar, Gera, Abihud, Abishua, Naaman, Ahoa, Gera, Shephufan, and Huram. These were the descendants of Ehud, who were the heads of the families living in Geba and were exiled to Manahath. Naaman, Ahijah, and Gera, who carried them into exile, and who was the father of Uzzah and Ahihud. Shearim had sons in the country of Moab after he had divorced his wives Hushim and Beara. His sons by his wife Hodesh, Jobab, Zibiah, Misha, Malcolm, Jeaz, Zekiah, and Mirma. These were his sons, heads of families. He also had sons by Hushim, Abitub, and Elpael. The sons of Elpael, Eber, Misham, Shemed, who built Ono and Lod with its villages, and Beriah and Shema, who were the heads of families of the inhabitants of Aijalon, and who drove out the inhabitants of Gath. Ahio, Sheshak, Jeremoth, Zebediah, Arad, Eder, Michael, Ishpa, and Joha were the sons of Beriah. Zebediah, Meshulam, Hizkai, Heber, Ishmerai, Izliah, and Jobab were the sons of Elpael. Jakim, Zikri, Zabdi, Elaenai, Zilithai, Eliel, Adiah, Beriah, and Shimrath were the sons of Shimeah. Ishpan, Eber, Eliel, Abdon, Zikri, Hanan, Hananiah, Elam, Anthathijah, Iphdiah, and Penuel were the sons of Sheshak. Shamshariah, Shehariah, Athaliah, Jeashariah, Elijah, and Zikri were the sons of Jeroham. All these were heads of families, the chiefs according to their genealogies, and they lived in Jerusalem. Jaiel, the father of Gibeon, lived in Gibeon. His wife's name was Maacah, and Abdon was his firstborn son. Then Zur, Kish, Baal, Nadab, Gedor, Ahio, Zeker, and Mikloth, who was the father of Shimeah. These also lived alongside their relatives in Jerusalem. Ner was the father of Kish. Kish was the father of Saul. And Saul was the father of Jonathan, Malchishua, Abinadab, and Eshbaal. The son of Jonathan, Merabaal. And Merabaal was the father of Micah. The sons of Micah, Python, Melech, Teriah, and Ahaz. Ahaz was the father of Jehoiada. Jehoiada was the father of Alameth, Asmaveth, and Zimri. And Zimri was the father of Moza. Moza was the father of Biniah. Rapha was his son, Eliasa his son, and Azel his son. Azel had six sons, and these were their names: Azrikam, Bakaru, Ishmael, Sheariah, Obadiah, and Hanan. All these were the sons of Azel. The sons of his brother Eshek: Ulam was his firstborn, Jeush second, and Eliphelet third. The sons of Ulam were mighty men of valor, archers, and they had many sons and grandsons, 150 in all. All these were the descendants of Benjamin. 1 Chronicles 9. So all Israel was recorded in the genealogies written in the book of the kings of Israel. But Judah was exiled to Babylon because of their unfaithfulness. Now the first to resettle their own property in their cities were Israelites, priests, Levites, and temple servants. These were some of the descendants of Judah, Benjamin, Ephraim, and Manasseh, who lived in Jerusalem: Uthai, son of Ammihud, the son of Amri, the son of Imri, the son of Bani, a descendant of Perez, son of Judah; From the Shilonites, Azaiah the firstborn and his sons. From the Zerahites, Juel and 690 relatives. From the Benjamites, Salu, son of Meshullam, the son of Hodaviah, the son of Hasanua. Ibniah, son of Jeroham, Elah, son of Azai, the son of Mikrai. Meshullam, son of Shephatiah, the son of Ruel, the son of Ibnijah. And 956 of their relatives according to their genealogy. All these men were heads of their families. From the priests, Jediah, Jehoiarib, and Jachin. Azariah, son of Hilkiah, the son of Meshullam, the son of Zadok, the son of Meraioth, the son of Ahitub, the chief official of God's temple. Adiah, son of Jeroham, the son of Pashur, the son of Malchijah. Maasai, son of Adiel, the son of Jazara, the son of Meshullam, the son of Meshillamith, the son of Immer, and 1,760 of their relatives, the heads of their families, able men for the work of the service of the house of God. From the Levites, Shemaiah, son of Hashub, the son of Azrikam, the son of Hashabiah, a descendant of Merari. Backbacker, Heresh, Galal, and Mattaniah, son of Micah, the son of Zikri, the son of Asaph. Obadiah, son of Shemaiah, the son of Galal, the son of Jeduthun, and Berechiah, son of Asa, the son of Elkanah, who lived in the villages of the Netophathites. These were the gatekeepers, Shalom, Akub, Talmon, Ahiman, and their relatives. Shalom was their chief. He was previously stationed at the king's gate on the east side. These were the gatekeepers from the camp of the Levites. Shalom, son of Kori, the son of Abiasaph, the son of Korah, and his relatives from the Korahites were assigned to guard the thresholds of the tent, just as their fathers had been assigned to guard the entrance to the dwelling of the Lord. In earlier times, Phinehas, son of Eleazar, had been in charge of the gatekeepers, and the Lord was with him. Zechariah, son of Meshelemiah, was the gatekeeper at the entrance to the tent of meeting. The number of those chosen to be gatekeepers at the thresholds was 212. They were registered by genealogy in their villages. David and Samuel the seer had appointed them to their positions of trust. So they and their descendants were assigned to guard the gates of the house of the Lord, the house called the tent. The gatekeepers were stationed on the four sides, east, west, north, and south. Their relatives came from their villages at fixed times to serve with them for seven-day periods. But the four chief gatekeepers who were Levites were entrusted with the rooms and the treasuries of the house of God. They would spend the night stationed around the house of God because they were responsible for guarding it and opening it every morning. Some of them were in charge of the articles used in worship, to count them whenever they were brought in or taken out. Others were put in charge of the furnishings and other articles of the sanctuary, as well as the fine flour, wine, oil, frankincense, and spices. And some of the sons of the priests mixed the spices. A Levite named Mattathiah, the firstborn son of Shalom the Korahite, was entrusted with baking the bread. Some of their Kohathite brothers were responsible for preparing the rolls of the showbread every Sabbath. Those who were musicians, the heads of Levite families, stayed in the temple chambers and were exempt from other duties because they were on duty day and night. All these were heads of Levite families, chiefs according to their genealogies, and they lived in Jerusalem. Jeiel, the father of Gibeon, lived in Gibeon. His wife's name was Maacah. Abdon was his firstborn son, then Zur, Kish, Baal, Ner, Nadab, Gedor, Ahio, Zechariah, and Mikloth. Mikloth was the father of Shimeam. They too lived alongside their relatives in Jerusalem. Ner was the father of Kish. Kish was the father of Saul. And Saul was the father of Jonathan, Malchishua, Abinadab, and Eshbaal. The son of Jonathan, Merib-Baal, who was the father of Micah. The sons of Micah, Python, Melech, Tariah, and Ahaz. Ahaz was the father of Jerah. Jerah was the father of Alameth, Asmaveth, and Zimri. And Zimri was the father of Moza. Moza was the father of Biniah. Raphaiah was his son, Elisha his son, and Azel his son. And Azel had 6 sons, and these were their names: Azrikam, Bakaru, Ishmael, Sheariah, Obadiah, and Hanan. These were the sons of Azel. 1 Chronicles 10. Now the Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled before them, and many fell slain on Mount Gilboa. The Philistines followed hard after Saul and his sons, and they killed Saul's sons Jonathan, Abinadab, and Malchishua. When the battle intensified against Saul, the archers overtook him and wounded him. Then Saul said to his armor-bearer, "Draw your sword and run it through me, or these uncircumcised men will come and torture me." But his armor-bearer was terrified and refused to do it. So Saul took his own sword and fell on it. When his armor-bearer saw that Saul was dead, he too fell on his own sword and died. So Saul died together with his 3 sons and all his house. When all the Israelites in the valley saw that the army had fled and that Saul and his sons had died, they abandoned their cities and ran away. So the Philistines came and occupied their cities. The next day, when the Philistines came to strip the dead, they found Saul and his sons fallen on Mount Gilboa. They stripped Saul, cut off his head, took his armor, and sent messengers throughout the land of the Philistines to proclaim the news in the temple of their idols and among their people. They put his armor in the temple of their gods and hung his head in the temple of Dagon. When the people of Jabesh-Gilead heard about everything the Philistines had done to Saul, all their men of valor set out and retrieved the bodies of Saul and his sons and brought them to Jabesh. And they buried their bones under the oak in Jabesh and fasted 7 days. So Saul died for his unfaithfulness to the Lord, because he did not keep the word of the Lord and even consulted a medium for guidance, and he failed to inquire of the Lord. So the Lord put him to death and turned the kingdom over to David, son of Jesse. Thanks for listening, and join us tomorrow as we listen to God's Word. Questions or comments? Email us at info@listentogodsword.org.